Now, John Henry was a mighty man, yes, sir. He was born a slave in the 1840s, but was freed after the war. He went to work as a steel driver for the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad, don't you know? And John Henry was the strongest, the most powerful man working the rails. John Henry, he would spend his days drilling holes by hitting thick steel spikes into rocks, with his faithful shaker crouching close to the hole, turning the drill after each mighty blow. There was no one who could match him, though many tried. Then one day a salesman came along to the camp. He had a steam-powered drill and claimed it could out-drill any man. Well, they set up a contest then and there between John Henry and that there drill. The foreman ran that newfangled steam drill. John Henry, he just pulled out 2 20-pound hammers, one in each hand. They drilled and drilled, dust rising everywhere. The men were howling and cheering. At the end of 35 minutes, John Henry had drilled 2 7-foot holes, a total of 14 feet, while the steam drill had drilled only 1 9-foot hole. John Henry held up his hammers in triumph. The men shouted and cheered. The noise was so loud it took a moment for the men to realize that John Henry was tottering. Exhausted, the mighty man crashed to the ground, the hammers rolling from his grasp. The crowd went silent as the foreman rushed to his side. But it was too late. A blood vessel had burst in his brain. The greatest driller in the O&R Railroad was dead.